This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. How often have we said it? Pretend your retirement account is swarming with killer bees or maybe rabid bats and do not touch it. But for all kinds of reasons, fingers are going back into that sacred pot. David Lazarus is here to bemoan this with us. He of the Los Angeles Times. Good to see you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
How's your retirement fund going?
Well, okay, but then again, I treat it like this sacrosanct little thing that needs to be nurtured and stroked and petted, and in no way do I ever try to expose it to danger.
Well, I would hope not, but that apparently is what a lot of people are doing these days. In your very publication, I saw an article recently that said, people are day trading in their 401ks. Oh,
I know.
Please, no, God.
And everybody at home should see, you know, Tess and mine's head spinning around as she says that. And yet, you kind of got to kind of think about the circumstances that would prompt that. And we've just come out of this ugly recession. There have been a series of bear markets.
Sure.
And there are people in their 50s and their 60s right now approaching the finish line who have watched their retirement funds, whether it's a 401k or a pension or whatever, getting hammered. And now they're thinking, what do I do to catch up? And I think that's the impetus behind some of this day trading nonsense. It's this idea of, okay, maybe I better roll the dice a little bit if I want to get to where I want to be.
But you know, can't we just be a little patient and not take these massive risks?
Yeah. On the other hand, I think as the clock starts ticking down, I do understand the concern among people. Here's some interesting numbers. The average 60-year-old has only $114,500 in his or her 401k at the moment. And get this, half have less than $37,000 at the moment. Americans are a collective $6.6 trillion short of the amount that they need to retire comfortably, and that's according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
But how on earth is day trading going to get you to where you have to be, and you trade that off with how much risk you're taking?
Exactly. And for everybody playing along at home, day trading is you're essentially taking your stocks, whether it's a mutual fund or an individual stock, and you are playing the market daily, going in and out of different positions, mm-hmm. hoping to arbitrage that into some sort of winning. But the vast majority of people, whether it's at Vegas or whether it's day trading, will get hammered. And that's because you can't predict how the market's going to go. You can't predict what stocks are going to do. You are literally gambling. And the odds are typically going to be against you.
We also heard this very week that an enormous number of people are now borrowing from their 401ks. However, what is happening now is that these folks who took out these loans are not able to pay them back. And we now have a 17% default rate on loans being taken out from 401ks. And that is almost double what it was back in 2008. That has got to be a red flag.
Exactly. And it is a huge red flag, but it is also a big sign of the times because the driver here isn't greed.
No.
It isn't this desire to run off to Tahiti. No, what's happening here is we've got this unemployment rate that just won't come down. You've got a lot of people, a lot of families who are either living paycheck to paycheck or no paycheck at all. And this is the one pot of money they can get their hands on. So I get it.
You
know, I understand what's happening. There's a couple of takeaways here. The first one would be, if you can, just don't.
Right.
Because this is not the money you want to touch. But if you do got to touch it, put the money back.
You know, I wonder if both of these things that we've been talking about with the 401k system point to a real flaw, particularly when you think about us as, you know, we're just human beings and we think of that now as our money. And it's very different from a pension system where that was just it was locked away. You didn't have access to it. But now we have this pot of money sitting there in our 401ks and we're allowed to mess with it.
I think there's something to what you're saying. And every time I hear conservative champions of the idea of privatizing Social Security or other vehicles like this, I think, you know, that's good on paper. It's good in theory. But in reality, human nature being what it is, sometimes you can't resist the temptation.
Right.
Sometimes you have no choice. I agree with you. When it's beyond your reach or when it's hard to get at,
right,
chances are you're not going to mess with it. I think another element to this is that Americans particularly are very short-sighted. We are very big on instant gratification. It's one of our more endearing qualities. And that sort of prevents us from taking in the longer view. And when it comes to retirement planning, the longer view is everything.
All right. Thanks, David.
My pleasure.